Your mask should cover your mouth and nose. Please do not remove your mask. Please continue to follow all guidelines when you come to ISOC. Once you have finished prayer, please leave the campus immediately using the back parking lot. The MYG will be holding special talks starting March 5th. Please visit MYG on Instagram. We continue each Sunday with our online classes, starting with Sheikh Shahid's Fiqh of Salah class, which begins at 10:45 a.m. Then we join Dr. Siddiqui for Tafsir at 12 noon. Both classes will be in the same session using the same link. Please follow ISOC on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. I am pleased to welcome our Khatib, Sheikh Shahid Ali.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala salat.
هيا على الصلاة هيا على الفلاح هيا على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له وما يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Indeed, all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, we praise Him. We seek His assistance and His forgiveness from the evil consequences of our actions and our deeds. And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, no one could try to misguide that person. And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite wisdom, chooses not to guide, no one can try to guide that person. And I bear witness that there's no deity worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is His servant and messenger. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Or you who truly believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Lord, your Creator, your Sustainer, advises you to have taqwa, to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you move around throughout your day, dealing with others, dealing with your co-workers, dealing with your spouse, your children. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so you don't fall into something that might displease Him. And do not leave this world except submitting to Him in Islam. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Or you who truly believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once again your Lord, your Sustainer, your Creator, advises you to have taqwa, to have consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And قُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا, say truthful words. Watch what you say. Don't backbite. Watch who you talk about. Be careful of that tongue. And if you're able to do that, Allah will rectify your deeds, forgive you for your wrongdoings. And whoever obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has deen and gained a great success, a great reward. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we're able to gather here on this beautiful day of Jumu'ah. Even though that we are in the same situation we've been for a while now, wearing masks 6 feet apart, and we're just feet away from the inside of the masjid, but we cannot go into it. But we still thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're able to fulfill this right and this duty of establishing the Jummah prayers. Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that everyone, alhamdulillah, looks here, look in good health, and Allah will protect us. We ask Allah to protect us and others from this disease and this virus of the coronavirus. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. There's many things that we can ponder on as we're going through this pandemic. There's many messages and many reminders that we have already taken throughout this past almost year now. But one thing that all of us should have and pondered on deeply, if we have not done it already, and that is the thought of us passing away and leaving this world, of death itself. I think everyone here probably knows somebody or a friend or a community member that has passed away in the last couple months because of the coronavirus or because of some type of other issues. With so much janazas going on and cemeteries are filled, morgues are, don't have space, how can we not think about our own leaving of this world and prepare ourselves for that journey? That's easy to say, it's an easy word to talk about, but the actual preparation for that, that's a different story. And all those who have passed away, and of course, unfortunately, a lot of us are not able to go and attend janazas and go to the cemetery because of the rules, that we're not there to see that gravesite. As the Prophet ﷺ said, to visit the gravesites, for it will remind you of the hereafter. And that's a lot of times when we get that reminder that we're caught up in our daily life. You know, we got work, we got to clean the house, the pipe is leaking, the children have school, we got to get this done and that done. And just to think about, hold on, you know, one day we're going to be gone. Sometimes you get caught up in that. As the Prophet ﷺ also said, أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرُ الْحَاذِمِ أَلَّذَّتِ. He said, keep increasing the reminder of what breaks the enjoyments and breaks the pleasures, meaning death. Nothing wrong to have enjoyment and have fun. Enjoy yourself, alhamdulillah, of course. But sometimes all the movies and sports and this and that could kind of make us forget about what our real plan is in this world and where we're going, if you will. So to prepare as much as we can for the leaving of this world should be the utmost importance. And that to do that, there's many things that we could say, many things that we could remind ourselves as to prepare ourselves for that death, for our own death, when someone else will be putting us in a hole and carrying us, and not someone else that we're looking at, but that will be us 100%. Everyone here will have that happen to them. And how do we prepare ourselves? Of course, there's a long list. We could talk about many points. But I want to just talk about a couple of points that inshallah ta'ala that we could at least benefit from in this short time that we have. One of the main things that we could talk about before we leave this world is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentions in a hadith in Sahih Bukhari, says, "Man kanat 'indahu mudlamatan li akhihi fayatahallalhu minha." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that whoever has done wrong to someone else, let him haste, let him hurry to free himself from that wrong. Basically what? To apologize. To go find that person and say, that was my fault. I shouldn't have said that to you. I was angry, I was this and that, whatever the case may be, but I said that and I didn't mean it. I apologize. The Prophet said, let him haste and hurry and do so. If they have done a wrong to their fellow brother, whether it's a family member, brother in Islam, another person, yani, let him haste and get that taken care of. For the Prophet said, on the day of judgment, the bartering, the compensation is not with money. We can say, okay, here, $1,000, let's call it a day. Well, that's it, we're done. Arbitration over. No, the Prophet says on that day, in the day of judgment, the bartering will be with hasanat and sayyat. That's people's good deeds will take it out from their account, and the person that was wrong, they'll go into their account. One thing, all of us work hard for our good deeds. We pray, we fast, read Quran, give charity, etc. The last thing you want to do on the day of judgment is see that taken out of your scale and put into someone else's scale because of a wrong that was done to them. How would you seeing that? I worked so hard for that. This day I need every single one of those good deeds. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that those good deeds will be given into the account of the other person. So brothers and sisters, we should haste and go and ask for forgiveness. We have done something wrong to someone else. Now when I say that, what happens? Number one, people like to say, oh, I haven't done much wrong. And if you say, if you're one of those people in that category, you're probably the top on the list of maybe done things wrong to other people. What Shaitan does when we do something wrong, what does Shaitan do? He said, no, you're justified. That person deserved it. No, 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 they need to come and ask for forgiveness from you. Don't go say you're sorry. No, you're going to look weak. So you're like, yes, that's true. They did say this to me. They deserve that. And believe me, brothers and sisters, if you keep on playing that card every single time someone does something wrong to you, you could do that your whole entire life thinking that you're the malaika, yani, you're the one of the angels. You have done nothing wrong to anyone. Everyone else has wronged you. And you could go in that grave with stuff you have done wrong to others, and now it's too late to go back to somebody and say, hey, that was my fault I did this to you. I shouldn't have said that to you, right? This is my fault. I did this, etc. As Umar radiallahu anhu, the great companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Hasabu anfusakum qabl an tuhasabu." To take yourself to account before you are taken into account. You know when you do your income taxes, you might get audited. So watch out what you put on that form. But on the Yawm al-Qiyamah, of course we're going to be audited also, aren't we? By the one who's the most just. Much better than the IRS by far. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will go over those deeds. So Umar radiallahu anhu said, look at your account of what, see what you have done wrong before you'll be notified about it on a time where it'll be way too late to make that forgiveness. And to go and ask someone for forgiveness is hard. As humans, we don't like to do that. Why? Like I mentioned before, it might look like you're weak. Then I'll have to go to someone else and say, I'm sorry. They're probably going to take advantage of me. You know what? Or like you might think that you did something right. As Ali radiallahu anhu is attributed to him, that he said that the first to apologize is the bravest. And the first to forgive is the strongest. And the first to forget is the happiest. The first to apologize is the bravest. It takes bravery to go to someone else. Those who are married in the crowd know that very well. Go to your wife, or the wife's sisters are there, go to your husband. Say, you know what, I shouldn't have yelled and raised my voice, or I shouldn't have said this to you, and no, your family is not as bad as I maybe said I said they are, right? And I shouldn't have used these words. It's hard to do that, but it takes bravery to what? As they say, to confess up to your wrong, and to forgive someone else and not take revenge. That takes strength. And to forget that, and when you meet the other person and carry on, alhamdulillah, as brothers and sisters in Islam or spouses, that's when it brings happiness. Well, if you have that in the back of your head all the time, you're not going to get too far in that relationship. So as we prepare for our death, my dear brothers and sisters, that we should take ourselves to accountable. Have we done something wrong? Believe me, with all due respect to everyone in the crowd, mashallah, you're good brothers and sisters, very pious. But even myself, everyone, there's the one time, if not more, that we maybe have done something wrong to someone else, that we may need to think about, say, hey, yes, I did this. I need to go to that person for a time that comes on Yawm al-Qiyamah where the bartering and the compensation will be much, much more difficult. أقول لك أولي هذا أستغفركم وأتوب استغفروه إنه غفور رحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين صلى الله عليه وسلم. Another thing, that last point that I want to make in this short time that we have in terms of preparing for our death, preparing from leaving this world, like I said, there's multiple things that we could do. But the one thing, a lot of people have a lot of regrets when someone passes away, is that I wish I would have told that person this and that. You hear that very often. You know, the non-Muslims, they have this thing called eulogies, where after a person passes away, they stand up and they give a long talk of how pious and great this person was. And this person used to help the community. This person was a great father. This person was a great son, right? We're all going to remember this person or this lady, etc. And that's great. They talk about good things about the person after they passed away. That's important. But we want to make sure those words are said to the person while they're alive, more important than when they have passed away, when they cannot hear those words. That the flowers that people bring to the gravesite, even though that's good, we're not going to necessarily say that's wrong, but that's, nonetheless, it's good to do that while that person is alive, so they can see your appreciation now. And to go and hug them and kiss them and say, I love you and how much I missed you, now, before they're in the grave and you're talking to a stone on the ground. And so we have to make sure that we make sure we utter these things to people before time will come and say, I wish I said this to my mother. I wish I would have said this to my father. As one time, there was a man, the Prophet ﷺ was sitting with his companion. A man was sitting with him. And another man walked by. And the man said to the Prophet ﷺ, you see that person there? أَنَا أُحِبَّ هَذَا. I like this man. I appreciate this man. He's talking about his character, talking about who he is and who he is in the community. This person says, you know, I admire this person. So the Prophet ﷺ turns to him and says, أَعْلَمْتَهُ. Did you tell him that you love him? Did you tell him that you like him? Did you tell him how much you appreciate him? The man said, No, I didn't do that. So the Prophet said, Alimhu. Go and tell him. Inform him that you like him. So the man came and said, Ana hibbuka fillah. That I love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the person you are. Right? Because he admired his character and who he was. And the person turned to him and says, may the one you love me for love you also. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love you also. But the point of this hadith, and there's multiple things we could take from this hadith, is the Prophet ﷺ trying to say, don't tell me that you love this man. That's good. But go and tell him. Go and tell your mother that you appreciate all those times she cooked for you and picked you up from school and took care of you and was there when you were sick. Go tell your wife that all the times she did this for you and did that for you, or your husband, or your son, or the parents. Go tell your parents these things now while they're alive. Go and tell them these things. You know, one thing, I was talking to one brother a while ago, and his mother passed away. So he went to go visit his dad and spend some time with his father, because he's alone now. And his father was just, you know, very sobbing how much he misses his wife. And you know, it's just so lonely. That's very true, a very tough time. And so the brother said, I told my dad, Dad, you miss her so much? He said, yeah. But when she was alive, you were just arguing all the time. You guys used to argue all the time. He said, no, I miss her so, I love her so much. Sometimes we get caught in this as spouses or as people in general. And now, as they say, you don't know a good thing until it's gone. And now they're saying how much I miss them. Alhamdulillah, you know, sometimes couples, they have different ways they show their love. Let's put it that way. But here is that to go unto that person and utter these words now and not while they're 6 feet under the ground and say how much we missed you now, we wish you were here, but go and stop that person now and say to your spouse, to your children, if your parents are alive, definitely, grandparents, good friends that you have, mashallah, that's helped you in your life, whatever stage you are, is go and let them know that, you know what, I appreciate what you do. That I appreciate what all you have done, is utter that before they're in a grave and now you're regretting, I wish I would have said this to her, I wish that I would have said that to him. So take that time to do that. As the Prophet ﷺ advised this man, go tell him that. Tell him that you love him. Tell him that you have this. Of course, when you go to do that to somebody, the hearts get connected. The hearts get much more stronger together. Right? That love and that relationship, that bond. And believe me, people want to hear that they are appreciated. They might not show it all the time, but when you go and tell them, I appreciate you, I thank you for this, that is of utmost importance. As the Prophet ﷺ said, Man la yashkur Allah, la yashkur an-nas. That whoever doesn't ever thank Allah doesn't thank the people. That when you thank the people, you're actually thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indirectly, because He is the one that put these people in our life to help us have relations with. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us prepare for the day that we'll leave this world. Ya Kareem, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take us from the world when you're most pleased with us, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive those and heal those, anyone who is sick in our community. from the sickness they have. Ya Kareem, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Rabbana la tuakhidna in nasina aw akhtana. Rabbana wa la tahmil alayna isran kama hamaltuhu ala alladhina min qablina. Rabbana wa la tuhammilna ma la taqata lana bih. Wa'fu anna waghfirna warhamna. Anta maulana fansurna ala alqawmi alkafirin. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اشف مرضانا والحم موتانا يا كريم يا شافي يا كريم يا رحمن يا رحيم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. We make dua shifa for sister Sadia Khatum, Brother Said, Badruddin, and Brother Abdul Khalik Nasim. They are sick in our community. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant them shifa kamila ya rahman ya rahim and protect them from the coronavirus. Ameen ya rabbil alameen. Aqimu salah.